It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. It looks like the Michigan ballot recount is on. This week, Donald Trump's campaign filed an objection to the recount request by Green Party nominee Jill Stein. A state elections board was deadlocked over whether to adopt the objection. A deadlocked vote means the recount moves forward unless there's a court order to stop it. Jack, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, all bets are off. Of course, Attorney General Bill Schuette, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, filed a lawsuit to stop this. He is likely appealing to Republicans looking ahead to his run for governor in a couple of years. I think that if the recount goes forward, it's almost certain that it won't change things very much, maybe by a few hundred votes. That's been the pattern. Michigan has had a very clean counting and casting process. The legitimate objection might be more the one that Trump hasn't made, which is the cost to the state. It's disputed how much this is going to cost. Green parties put up $1 million for this, but some people think it'll cost the state as much as $3 or $4 million more. My own personal feeling is that it's good to have people satisfied with the integrity of the count, and the count should go forward. It's also important to say that even if this were to reverse the result and that Hillary Clinton was found to have won Michigan, which I don't think is going to happen, it wouldn't make a difference in the national result.
Voter ID rules in Michigan would get much stricter under a bill that's heading to the House floor. Basically, anyone who forgets their ID when they go to vote would cast a provisional ballot. They would then have 10 days to prove their identity to the clerk. The bill also contains an appropriation for voter education and election modernization. Some say the bill would create barriers for voting. Supporters say it raises the bar. What do you think, Jack?
Well, the truth of it is this is a bill designed by the Republicans to discourage minorities and inner city people and poor people from voting. They frequently have picture ID. Some of them don't have driver's licenses. Rumors get spread in impoverished communities that if you have any kind of outstanding warrant and you try to vote, they'll use that to try to come and get you, which is totally false. And it is certainly a method of depressing turnout. There's been no significant case of voter fraud at all in the state. Some very, very rare isolated incidents. The Secretary of State was embarrassed a few years ago when they ran a check of well over 1 million votes and found out that indeed a very few, like 2 or 4 illegal immigrants had registered the vote, but they'd registered the vote because the Secretary of State's office had signed them up to do so. So this is really a voter suppression mechanism. And on top of it, adding this token appropriation is designed to make sure people can't repeal it by going to the ballot. If you put any money in a bill, people don't have the right of initiative. So this will probably sail through and pass, but people ought to know it for what it is.
The bag bill to ban bans on bags is back. Under the bill, cities wouldn't be able to tax or ban plastic grocery bags and other containers in Michigan. Supporters say this would keep things consistent across the state. Others say it strips local government control. The bill passed the legislature this week and now goes to Governor Snyder's desk. Did you see this one coming, Jack?
Oh, yeah. There's an old saying that Republicans are in favor of local control, except when they aren't. And this is sort of a illustration of that. Communities like Ann Arbor, for example, for environmental reasons, want to ban the proliferation of plastic bags that don't decompose or decompose only over thousands of years and fill up landfills that are environmentally not good. People who run stores don't like that. They find it inconvenient for their customers. And so they don't want local communities to be able to do that. So certainly the lobbyists for grocery store chains, people like that, have been busy trying to get the legislature to take this right away from local communities, and they've done so. The question is, will Governor Snyder, who sometimes likes to be known as an environmentalist, will he sign this bill? My guess is that he will.
All right, Jack, I guess we'll wait and see. Have a good weekend.
Finish raking those leaves, Rebecca.
Will do. Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.